Welcome to the Chicago Golf Tour Podcast, sponsored by Sub 70 Golf. Sub 70 Golf is the number one direct-to-consumer golf equipment company based out of Sycamore, Illinois. By cutting out middlemen and unnecessary overhead, Sub 70 products are roughly half the cost of other OEMs. Everything is custom built, and they typically have 1 to 2 week turnaround times. With a full equipment line from driver through putter and options for everyone, go check out Sub 70 Golf at golfsub70.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another edition. As always, we got the big man on the ones and twos. How are we doing, Big Rob?
Good, ourself. Kind of threw me off a little bit with that one. I like it, though.
With the old Jim Nance?
There you go. Yeah. Signing it off last night for the last time, right?
Yeah, that was pretty sad to hear, but what a terrible championship game that was.
Oh, yeah. We're not here. Not what I wanted to watch.
No, but we're not here for the basketballs. Right. It's Masters Week, and we couldn't be more excited to bring you a Masters edition. Obviously, we got it on in the background. We've been watching it all week. I'm sure you guys have as well. First, though, Rob, we're going to recap the Valero. Although I'm almost positive you caught as much as I did, and it was about one or two holes.
I'll be honest with you. I think by luck I caught Connor's last hole, 18. All I did this past weekend was watch the Anwa, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, looked over the app and stuff like that just to see what was going on with the pictures with Augusta. And then Saturday worked out perfect weather-wise and with the coverage for Anwa, because it was like they had a delay, so went into the afternoon. Just awesome to watch, to see the course. Didn't even look at the score leaderboard for the Valero. And then, Sunday, I actually watched the I did some work around the house outside, knowing that this weekend's, Masters weekend and the golf season's here, so I might as well start getting the stuff done around the house outside so I can golf, and said be nothing and watch the Masters. And then by the time I was done with everything, I flipped the girls' basketball game on to see the ending of that. Yeah. And then when that was done, I caught the golf on the Golf Channel or whatever, it was NBC. I just saw him walking up 18 with that one stroke lead with two putts to win it. And that was about it.
Yeah. I saw him come out of the bunker on 18. So I saw literally the last, the last two shots of the tournament. But I know you're a big drive, chip, and putt guy. So I'm assuming you had that as well.
Yeah, I had that on in the TV outside in the garage as I was working too, and I watched most of that. I'm not gonna lie. And Rory, kind of made a comment today at his press conference. But man, the whole lining up the putts these kids are doing now, and the aim pointing, whatever the heck you call it, it was brutal.
It was absolutely brutal. There was that one video of the kid straddling the line like multiple times. The whole aim point thing, ridiculous. But I will say, and I don't know if it's helped, but a lot of those, there was what, three back-to-back drainage on the 15-foot. Like, those kids were drilling putts.
And the chips, man, a couple of chips in. Yeah. And then, like, I couldn't believe the speed on some of these kids for driving, man. It was crazy.
Right. Going back to the Anwa, what a great event. I know you're a big fan of it. I caught the last day of it. Rosang, who is obviously the number one female
amateur
in the world, she kind of ran away with it the first couple of days, and then didn't play her best on Saturday, but was still still able to come out with a victory in the playoff.
I couldn't believe she went for it in two on 15. That was just nuts. It was. Watching that, and then because her dad was her caddy, and they said she was going to do a local caddy for the Augusta round, and she ended up being with her dad. And I was listening to Shotgun Start, and they're talking about how they had somebody on the ground for it, and how the rumblings were the dad. I think Rose even said she wanted to lay up, but her dad said you should probably go for it, and she went for it. It's just it was insane. Just watching, she had a 5-stroke lead going into Saturday, and I end up going to play extra holes. But no, it was awesome, man, especially to see the course set up, see hole 12 again, and see how good they are. They're It was very entertaining, and the crowds were crazy. I didn't realize, they had so many people there. It was great to see. So I do love that event a lot. I thought it was great how it leads up to the drive, chip, and putt, and then, you know, obviously the Masters week this week. So it gets you excited, starting going from last Wednesday to, you know, today. So
yeah, even the even with the weather delay, the crowd was still out in droves for the final, for the annual. But yeah, I agree. It was awesome. Super competitive. And then obviously we mentioned you had the drive, chip, and putt the following day. And then that just leads us right into the Masters. And we're here. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean,
we're here.
It's Masters week. It's Tuesday.
Have you been soaking it all in already? Have you been, you know, paying attention to the live from the range and all the interviews and all that stuff?
Yep. I've been catching up at work with all the interviews. Watched a lot of it yesterday, a lot of it today. I'll catch up more with interviews. Like I missed Tiger's interview earlier, Rory's interview. So I'll try to catch up on that at work. But yeah, I mean, I've just been eating everything up.
So a question for you is like, how have you feel about what you've seen like on the range, like as in like with the live guys? And because I was pleasantly surprised by it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean,
I
kind of assumed it would be cordial just because, you know, it's the Masters. Sure. And, you know, I feel like, you know, anything kind of out of line there will potentially get you banned for life. Sure. So I'm sure guys are kind of walking on eggshells. Now, I'm interested, to your point, I'm interested how the Champions Dinner is going to go. You know, if that might be a little bit more chirpy, I doubt it, just because you have guys in there like Tiger and Jack and, you know, kind of the older.
Well, they all said it's Scotty's night. You know, they don't want to ruin it for Scotty, right? So.
Right. But yeah, I mean, to your question, I think it's been good. I think a lot of the interviews, especially the Cam Smith interview, I think he was pretty blunt / like, you know, the way that he explained it, you know, he's like, I have no hard feelings with guys. It was nice to see a lot of smiles, handshakes. It was cool to hear because I think to his point too, he also mentioned the media is stirring up a lot of the live versus PGA Tour, which I think is probably pretty true, but I get it from the other aspect too of like, you know, I'm sure there's little groups, right? I'm sure there's small groups of live players who guys absolutely love, like DJ Cam, and maybe a few others, but there's also the group of guys like P. Reed, you know, Poulter, you know, guys, you know, anybody who's in on this lawsuit, I could see why that would be, you know, there would be tension there, and that's fair. So I'm assuming those guys are probably getting left out, or maybe not being as friendly, but I think for the most part, I think it's been pretty cool to see guys coming back. And, you know, I saw Cam on the range yesterday. And of course, Billy Ho is always lurking.
I saw that.
Yeah. He was lurking in the background. No, I think it's been pretty fair. How about you?
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. Like, it was cool to see, you know, starting off, I'm a big guy. So this is, but is it just me or does DJ look like he's been eating good?
DJ looks healthy. He looks healthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
His shirt yesterday tucked in. He had a little gut.
Speaking of, it was funny because they brought it up. They brought it up this morning on live from the Masters on Golf Channel, and they're like, "Oh, maybe it's just a different tailor type of shirt." I'm like thinking to myself, "No, he looks a little bit bigger than he
is." His hips look like you could even see like he's got love handles now, where that never used to be the case. He was always pretty trim. Speaking of though, your boy Spieth has got some hair plugs. His hair magically went from sandy blonde to dark brown.
First off, that was the contrast of that dude's TV.
So you're denying.
I watched it on my computer, and his hair's fine. Like if he's got plugs, that's fine.
It is what it is. He went the Urlacher. You know, he was in the the city, and he was driving down 294, and he saw the billboard of Urlacher, and he's like, man, I could use some plugs.
Sure. Hey, if he's got the money, why not?
Hey,
you know,
listen,
it is what it is.
He looks great.
Yeah.
you know,
You know what? If we're on the Jordan topic, like, let's just draw the Easter Sunday stat. How about that one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're getting so defensive about your boy. He looks great. I'm just saying it's apparent. Okay. It's apparent that he got plugs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the case. It might have been years. I mean, it had been a couple of years because remember when he first won it, they're making fun of him,
right?
For you know how he always like fixed his hair when he took his hat off. So
yeah, it looks more full. So that's all I'm saying. he looks good though. But yeah, that Easter stat is actually pretty insane. What's the stat again?
No, he's won the last. He's won the last two events on Easter Sunday last year and the year prior.
Right,
and Masters falls on Easter Sunday this year. So, but no, as far as like going back to the driving range with all, I thought it was like cool to see DJ. All their interviews were great. Like Brooks this morning with his orange on and everybody busting his chops about it. That was pretty good. So it's good to see. Like I was laughing at. But I shouldn't say laughing because that's kind of mean. But like, you know, Patrick Reed, like you're alluding to, went out by himself, played his practice round by himself yesterday. And but he's like head to toe with aces crap, you know. Yeah. Where it's like I saw Nah walk onto the range this morning and he was trying to look for Bryson's logo for his team because did you see that tweet about they all must be using the same guy from Fiverr, which is a designing like platform they pay like $5 for.
Yeah.
I was dying laughing about that one. But no, I thought it was awesome. Did you catch Freddie Couples' interview yesterday about it?
No.
So they interviewed him like outside of the range and they're asking him about like how Tiger was playing with their round, but then they obviously brought up the whole live comments and everything like that. And I don't know if he was like backpedaling because he kind of kept his ground. He's like, it's nothing, you know, it's just about how the reason why he's saying stuff is because they're going after the tour, you know, something that he's been a part of for 40 something years. He's passionate about and, you know, the tour help them get along, you know? So it's like for them to be going at the tour and making comments like that,
right.
That's where he gets upset about and everything. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, Freddie's always a, you know, I think he's similar to Tiger where now he's at that age where he could kind of say whatever he wants and get away with it. But he had some comments I remember for Reed and they're all fair points, but going back, so your guy Spieth, besides emotional ties to Spieth, who do you like to legitimately win the Masters?
Oh man, you know, I've been playing with it since like Sunday night because I'm in I think I've been in it for like, I don't know, close to 15 years ever since I started my job, but it's an ongoing pool where you pick 12 guys, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's all based on scores and everything like that. So I've been making my list. I don't know. I really like Sam Burns, to be honest with you. I looked, you know, not jumping ahead, but seeing T's picks, like, you know, when I saw him have Burns on there, like, yep, yeah, I feel the same way. Like I think he's a good pick. And I like Day, man. I mean, Day's been playing good. He's always been good at the Masters. I know he didn't play, was it last year? But I do like Day a lot too. I would like to say, you know, Cam Smith, but who knows how, you know, with the live thing and just because Brooks won last week with live doesn't mean, I don't know if that means anything for this weekend. So, but right. Cam Young too, right. After how he played at the match play event, I don't know. I think it's like wide open. I think, honestly, I don't think Rory's going to do it. I would hope he did, you know, if Jordan didn't do it just to do that career grand slam, but I don't know if he's going to get it done this weekend. How about yourself?
I like a couple guys, a couple of T's picks as well. I like Xander. I do like Rahm. I think Rahm's game hasn't been, you know, anywhere near where it started off the season, but I don't think he's a guy you could just, you know, leave out. We were talking about this prior too. I think the pairings. So for the first and second round pairings, it's JT, Rahm, Cam Young. So, yeah. So, yeah. I think that's a huge... And we talked about this before. I wonder how much pairings have to do with who ends up winning said tournament. Like, especially the early round pairings. I think they're huge, in my opinion. A guy like JT, who's super fiery, and a guy like Rahm, they're almost going to be playing it as, like, a match play. right? And then you got Cam Young, you got Cam Young in there too. You can't, let him slide either. But yeah, I think the pairings have a ton to do with it, especially at Augusta, a place where I saw a stat today, and you need to have a good start. So I think I saw of the past champions, the highest one was like Sergio, who, shot 71. Every one of the previous Masters champions have all been, 68, 69, 70. So you got to get out and start hot. And that's like traditionally, Rory has never played well at the Masters in the first round. So they're talking about how he's got to get out to a fast start. Obviously, his closing round last year with 64 is super impressive. And, if he could put something together like that in the opening round, then, now we're talking. But I don't know.
How do you feel about Scotty?
I mean, Scotty, man. I've canceled him out, so many times in tournament after tournament. The guy just keeps coming back and winning. He just gets it done. Like we've mentioned this prior, like he just scrambles. Whether it's, off the tee, he's struggling, he'll hit a 30-foot bomb, or chip one in, or the guy just, it's insane. So you can't rule him out either. I don't think he wins. I think so with how wet it's going to be, I think it's going to be somebody like, DJ. That's why I like Sam Burns. Somebody who's long, because it's going to be playing soft. And I think it's going to tail to a good wedge player. So that's why I like Cam Smith. So long and soft is the name of the game this week. And then, obviously putting. So I do like Morikawa this week, although he's kind of been up and down this year. But I think it is more wide open than everybody suggests. Odds suggest that it's literally like three guys, the top three guys. And then everybody else is literally double the odds. So it's literally Scotty, John Rahm, and Rory. And then it's like everybody else is literally double the odds. But I think with conditions, especially Saturday, dude, Saturday, it's supposed to be like a low of 52, I think I saw. And then, so the weather is not going to be great at all. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet. So I think it's going to play to some guys' strengths who are long, who are good wedge players. And then it's going to obviously always come down to some putting. But yeah, I think it's a pretty good toss up for the most part. But I think, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like some random, Kurt Kitayama. Like, I don't think he's going to win the Masters. I think it is like,
where do you see, and I have to ask you, where do you see Tiger ending up?
I mean, asking me about Tiger is like asking you about Spieth. So,
yeah.
I mean, I
what do you think he does? 2 under, 4 under?
I
miss the cut.
No, I don't think he's going to miss the cut. I think he'll be around. Now will he give it a run? In it all depends on how he puts. I don't think he's played enough to where he's going to putt well. Will he still hit some shots, hit some good iron shots? Sure. But for Tiger, it's all going to be, 8 feet and in. I'm sure he's going to throw some darts, but if he's not making 8 footers, he's not going to be up there. But would I be surprised if he made like a Saturday run and jumped up the leaderboard and ended up being like T4? No, I wouldn't. Would I love to see him in the final pairing on Sunday? I sure would. So, I mean, I'm just hoping. The Masters buildup has been incredible, especially with the whole LIV talk. But I think in general, I think if we can get not even so much like a PGA Tour versus LIV, but if we could just get a couple final groups of like, Scotty, DJ, Rory, JT, Jordan, and just make it an unbelievable Sunday, I think this Masters would be insane. So, I mean, did you see the crowds yesterday on,
they were nuts.
Like,
it was nuts.
It's crazy. So,
Well, I know I have one of the guys at work. He was there last year, but he was there for the rain out. So they got tickets for this year. They got tickets. They gave the people that got rained out last year tickets for this year. So I'm not sure if that has to do with it too, where it's more attendance because the people that missed it last year got to go back out there this year type deal thing.
Yeah, JB and Swains and MG are all out there again. They were out there last year.
Are they?
They got
are they just out. Doing practice rounds?
Yeah, they got rained.
This is just practice rounds?
Yeah, they got washed last year. They got reimbursed, and they hopefully don't get washed again this year. But yeah, they're back out there. Talk about luck, man. I mean, getting washed out potentially 2 years in a row, like that's crazy. I mean, I don't even know what I would do. I think I would just keep going until we got good weather.
right.
I mean, can you imagine?
Well, I mean, I always say like one of these years, whether you have tickets or not, a group should go down and just, you know, set up shop and see what you could get out in front of the door, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, always there's a risk of big tickets, but
right. No, I agree. I wonder what the scalping game's like. I've heard it's pretty easy. Not so much getting a ticket for like the day of, but finding people who leave, you know, a couple hours early.
Yeah, right. Older. Right.
Can
right.
I get your ticket? I mean, would I want to do that? Probably not. But if it came down to it, I certainly would.
Sure.
You know, but yeah, I mean, one of these years we're going to have to make a master's trip. Somebody's going to have to win the lottery.
I know.
You know, I'll keep plugging away at the lottery with all of my email addresses. I think I have four that I use. So who knows, but, we're going to jump right into T's picks here. Speaking of T is on a heater. T hit a huge parlay last week. He parlayed Koepka and Connors. Not going to give away info. He actually parlayed it twice.
Sure. When did he put that in though?
Prior to
the tournament starting?
Yeah.
Both of them? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And the payday was pretty nice. but his picks this week for the Masters, his long shot, we mentioned Adam Scott, 100-1, Sam Burns, 35-1, Xander, 22-1, Spieth, 16-1, and his favorite, Rory, 7-1. And you could book it with T. What do you think? Honestly, put your, you know, emotions aside in your love for Spieth. What do you think Spieth's going to do this week?
I think Spieth is going to be in the final group on Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Based on his history there, the way he's been playing, or
the way he's been playing, the history. I really think that he'll be in the final group on Sunday. Not a hot take. I'm just saying. I truly feel that this is, you know, he's not back, but he's back on a better path than. You know what he can do at Augusta, and last year, what he missed a cut last year, right? You know, I think was it last year or the year before, but he didn't miss the cut. And I think he's ready to go, man. I think he's going to be in the final group.
Okay. All right. I like it. I love it, actually. And don't get me wrong, everybody listening. I love Spieth. I just love busting around. I mean, Spieth's one of my. He's probably one of my top five favorite golfers. I just act like I don't like him, so Rob gets
sure. Heated. No, I get that. I think that, but you know, I also question like what. So Homa, what finished tied 48th last year, right? I'm curious to see where he ends up this year with, you know, such a good play. He doesn't have, you know, good majors record, but
right
how he's been playing the last year. I can't see him not being in, you know, like the top 15, top 12.
Yeah, and well, I feel the same way about Brooks. Like to your point earlier, will that carry over? Like his recent play on LIV, will that transition to the PGA Tour? Considering the fields aren't as strong, but I mean, look at Brooks's major record historically. Like,
sure,
he's insane, and his odds. Like, I'm definitely going to sprinkle something on him. I mean, his odds right now, I think I saw him at like what 35-1. Something like that. So, yeah, I mean, no matter what, whatever we think of Brooks, you know, he looks like a wet dog. You know, he looks sad, you know, now that he's been on LIV. But like, again, I'm not a huge Brooks fan, but the way he's played at Augusta historically in majors, I think this one's a little different too, because I feel like these guys have something to prove. Like Cam Smith mentioned the other day in his presser that, you know, it's important for the LIV guys to kind of play well and right. show that they could still contend with PGA Tour players. Did you also see what Norman said about if a LIV player wins, that they're going to celebrate on the 18th green? Yeah. I don't know if that's
going to happen. Well, did you see Cam? Someone asked Cam that in his interview. Yeah. And he's like, I was left out of that conversation pretty much. So it's just like, I think it's more of like Neiman just being an asshole. Like, I think he's the only one that's like really like, you know, well, you know, I love to compete, you know, whatever he said last week. I'm drawing a blank right now, but I could remember, you know, it just, he comes off like a dick about it. Like, yeah. you know, he's got a grudge that, you know, he wants to play against them and beat them. And I'm not saying the others don't, but I don't think, you know, going back, I know it sounds like a broken record, but I mean, just seeing DJ and all of them on the driving range yesterday, I don't see any animosity about anything like that. Even with Brooks, like even the shit he said, you know, prior. Right. So I don't know. It's silly.
Right. But that's also a tee shot hasn't been hit yet. I'm sure once Thursday comes and everybody tees off, I'm sure there's a switch and everybody kind of, you know, changes their demeanor. Everything's all, you know, fun and games now. And it's great. It's Masters week. But, you know, I'm guaranteeing once the tee shot's hit, everybody's out for blood.
Yeah.
But going back, I think it was actually pretty interesting that Cam Smith mentioned that contractually somebody asked them about, you know, their uniforms.
And yeah.
They're like, do you have to wear that? And he was like, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think there's definitely some weirdness there with guys wearing. I think that's probably what's going to piss most guys off is like the LIV guys kind of showboating their uniform and like, you know, kind of you coming into our house wearing that shit. Like, I think that's going to piss people off. I'm actually pretty surprised. I don't know if Ridley could be like, hey, you can't wear that.
Well, I mean, that's the whole what Cam said in his interview, because he has two sets of clothes, right? One with the logo and one without the logo. And he hasn't been told yet. Why couldn't they be told that they can't wear it, though? You know?
Right. And that's
they're their own governing body. So,
and that's what I'm surprised about, that it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I would have thought they would be like, no.
I don't think any, like, graphically, with as being a designer, like DJ, for instance, that Aces logo, the A, is pretty subtle. It's like hidden in the design of the shirt, whatever he's doing, you know, the thread and everything. So it's not like, you know, bam, it's not out there for you to see. He's wearing his TaylorMade hat. So it's not like, but like Reed, on the other hand, it's like, I think he's got Aces exaggerating 20 times the logo throughout his getup, you know. So it's like, I don't know. It is what it is. Right. So,
right. Well, we're going to jump into the top three, Rob. Before that, obviously, CGT registration closes this upcoming Monday. So if you haven't registered yet, get in there, get your boys, get your squad, sign up. Deadline is hard. There will be no late registrations. We got to get all the field together and things like that. But yeah, we're right around the corner. This, I don't know if you've seen the forecast recently, Rob. It's looking good the next couple of days.
It's looking real good.
Yep. I'm actually going to try to get out and play this weekend. I know
I've texted you about it. Oh, how's your back?
It's good. I mean, again, I after probably, you know, like 4 or 5 days of just eating ibuprofen and kind of not doing anything, it's kind of back. I could feel just a little something, but it's pretty much back. I haven't swung a club in, you know, a month. I've done some putting, but like other than that, so it's going to be interesting. I'm actually going to take some swings on Thursday night. Probably have a couple guys over for the late night coverage, hit some balls, see how that goes, and then potentially play this weekend to kind of just get out and see what how the game, you know, stacks up. I'm definitely not season ready by any means.
right.
So I'm interested to see what happens if I get out this weekend, but Anyhow, it's your top three this week. What do you got for us, Rob?
So my top three, obviously part of Masters Week is what the Masters Pro Shop and how, you know, it's the mecca of all pro shops that you want to go to. And you always hear the stories of, you know, people going to buy stuff. Like I have coworkers who, you know, buy their stuff when they're there and they have it shipped and all that stuff. Got me thinking because I have a few things that I've been lucky enough to have bought from there from a coworker. What are the top three things if you were at the Masters and in the pro shop you would want to pick out for yourself?
Ooh, that is a good one. I think number three, see, I like trying to snatch stuff up that I'm going to use pretty often. So this might come as a curveball. I might go with like a mug, like a coffee mug.
Oh, no, no, I hear you. I'm on board with that.
Yeah, just so I could use it, you know, pretty much every day, opposed to just, you know, a polo or something like that. Number two, I would probably go with some type of hoodie, you know, opposed to a polo where you can only, you know, wear it so often. And maybe like a, maybe not a hoodie, maybe a Q-zip where you can kind of get away with wearing it, you know, year round, opposed to just like seasonal. And then number one, a flag. You know, I want
a
flag. I got a nice little collection going. I feel like I've gotten into, you know, there's some guys that do the pencils, the balls. I feel like I'm going down a very bad addiction with the flags.
I think if you frame them and mat them and hang them upright, I think it's the cool look, to be honest with you.
It's gonna look solid. Speaking of that turf for the sub-basement got delivered last week. I'm super pumped. It's a massive roll in my garage right now. So
that's a picture.
Yeah, it was super heavy. So that's getting installed hopefully within the next week. I wanted to have everything done prior to the Masters. Didn't happen. It's been pretty chaotic over here. But what about your top three?
My top three? Three would have to be a flag. I do like that. I think it's sharp when you get it on a green mat and frame it. Number two would be, I'm a huge, I don't know what you call it. It's like that needle pointing, you know, like they look like they knit the stuff. It's like wallets and coasters. I forgot what the name. So, but I have a wallet that's fallen apart of it. And that would be my number two thing because it's like the coolest Masters gift I ever got. Shout out Charlie. I think he regrets every day giving that to me and seeing how much they sell for on eBay. But you know, it is what it is. It comes out for the month of April and then goes away. And then my number one would be, I'm a huge, obviously, vest guy. And I've always wanted, I just want that simple Navy vest with a little Masters logo. But it's the type of vest that have the zipper up top and the zipper at the bottom, you know, so you can unzip the bottom a little bit when you're swinging and stuff like that. So, and obviously, honorable mention is hats. I'm a big hat guy. So, but those are easily to get.
Yeah, my honorable mention would be a bucket hat for the.
That's right, you are a bucket hat guy. Yep.
Yeah, love a good bucket hat. Whether it's during lawn season, pool season, barbecue season, love the bucket hat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fair skin. I got to have some protection out
there.
What do you think? So let's add to this top three. If you were to get into the merch tent, what do you think the minimum amount you're spending is?
Like 1200.
1200.
Yeah. Really? I buy a ton of shit for everybody, man. I go nuts. Like, it's like a once in a lifetime chance, right? To do the Masters, and you just gotta do it right, right? It's like, you know, you have your group of friends that are, you know, call it Masters Friday. I would buy a ton of shit for everybody. Like, honestly, I'd go in there like I had a money tree in the backyard and just get every little thing because it's taken this long to win lottery tickets to go there. So if it eventually does happen, it's never going to happen again.
Right.
You know, so it's like you go big or go home type deal thing.
This is true. This is true. And from what I know, I believe they have a service like where you could buy a bunch of shit and then they for you.
So if Charlie is listening to this, but the guy I work with, he used to go pretty much every year and his advice, and I'm sure John does the same thing. His advice is, when you get it on the property, you go first to the pro shop, you get all your stuff, you buy it, and then they package it up for you and they ship it to you where you want it. And then you go see, you know, go walk the course and go do whatever you're going to do, watch whoever you want to watch, because, you know, if you wait till the end of it, everything's gone and you can't get in there. So
it's a good piece of advice.
But yeah, they send a, I remember it's pretty cool. Like when he did go, like you would have it shipped to the office and it'd be like a big box and it'd be like Christmas Day for like, you know, the guys that are in the golf, because you open it and just be a ton of shit in there. And it's just, it's awesome.
Speaking of, did you see our guy Lou Stagner? Did you see his haul? The picture?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm sure I guarantee that's close to $1,000 that he spent.
Way more.
Yeah.
Dude, the amount of shit that guy had in the picture, way more, I would bet.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I mean,
but almost, no, yeah, I agree. But that wraps up our Masters edition, Rob. Who knows? Maybe we'll do, you know, an IG live or something during the Masters. I just think, you know, we're too giddy for this week to kind of, you know, just go by the wayside. So
maybe
we'll have some more content for you guys.
And speaking about content, you know, for those guys that are already signed up and they're on Slack, Tom put it out. We're doing like a little mini fantasy league for the Masters this week. So they offer it through the Masters site. I have it set up for you guys. So if you want to get in and have some fun, please do.
Yeah, for sure. And we're we'll have, you know, a little prize for the fantasy winner. Nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. Something from our sponsors, maybe a towel, maybe a glove. But until next time, Rob, we're gonna, by the time we meet again, we're gonna have a new 2023 Masters champion and potentially
It'll be a sad day.
Yeah, it will be a sad, unless it's Jordan Spieth.
Oh yeah. Jordan Spieth, I'm I don't know. I might take the week off. Who knows? We'll see.
Oh my God. Until next time, Rob. We'll see you in the fairway.
See you in the fairway, Tom.
See you, buddy.